USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
And ended up with a good product, but we still have more work to do, in my view, in terms of ultimately getting paid sick leave, not just for rail workers, but for every worker in America.
President Biden's comments as Congress voted to pass a tentative labor agreement and avoid a rail strike, an amendment to add 7 days of paid sick leave for railroad workers, failed to pass the Senate. The president signed the bill on Friday. As part of the latest jobs report, the Labor Department says average hourly earnings went up by 18 cents in November. The average wage is now $32.82 an hour. The United States men's soccer team plays Netherlands in the knockout round of the World Cup on Saturday. That game slated for just after 10 o'clock Eastern Time from Qatar. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.